My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin going to kill Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills? Listen and enjoy.
If you tell me the truth, I can make sure you slip through the cracks if you promise not to engage in these activities again. If you do not tell me the truth and they find the truth and report it, there is nothing I can do. Again, I do not know if Belinda told you everything about me. I do not know if she knows everything about me, but I am trying to help you, but I can't do it alone.
Ooh! Ooh! I could cut you a deal, but you have to confess right now.
Joe's mulling this over. What do you think of Joe?
I was just thinking, I wish Dick Eldorado was still in correspondence with her.
Yeah.
Because this would be an interesting thing.
If Dick Eldorado was still in correspondence with her, I couldn't be doing this shit right now, Joe.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, not really. I think it's a win-win. I mean, as much as I love you being involved, I don't miss the poetry. I miss Mr. Whiskers. He was a doll.
But just to get that take when she comes around, hypothetically, I mean, just to get her take coming to me.
We'll make a prequel.
Oh, and to hear what she would say to you versus what she says to Davin.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like when Davin was doing double duty with Agnes and all those other characters.
As William Tuttle.
As William Tuttle.
Yes.
Going to that and then coming back and, you know, I've got a boyfriend. He goes, oh, gee whiz, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just this concurrent. But, you know, like he said, we couldn't be where we are here with her.
Right, if that had happened.
She goes, I will not do that again. She goes, what punishment are you talking about? Are you planning to kill me?
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just be a dove.
I was going for drama, and Joe goes for comedy.
Your new code name is White Dove.
White Dove.
Yeah, that's a warning. Are you planning to kill me? If that's you planning, then I know who you are. Are you a killer? Tell me why you are sent. Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. You're flipping out.
Yeah, I have that effect.
With lawyers, scammers.
I've seen that.
Made Joe flip out on occasion.
Wow.
Know how to get to the nerve.
But I got to be careful what I write here now because Facebook has rules.
Yes, you must not be a killer, must not threaten to kill anybody, must not allude to killing them.
Pretty much. I go, I'm not a killer. I would never harm you. But I am not the people I deal with. My love for Belinda has protected her. My fondness for Richard has given me the patience to deal with you, as I knew that you were lying to me. That being said, If things progress too much further, then I can't help you no matter how much I want to. That is why I've been pushing you to just tell me what you know. It was getting to the point where I did not think you would.
Wow.
How did you steal Belinda's information? Why can't you answer me? Said with African accent.
Boy, you got to run a rope.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that coming, by the way?
No.
No. But now I don't, you know, obviously we'll see where this is going.
I go to Ghana and I kill her, Joe. I'm going to need a lawyer. Hey, Evan, you avail?
Jesus, is that what those bones are in the corner are?
But you got to run the ropes right now.
Yeah. I'm good at what I do.
And she sounds like she's really panicked.
By the way, Mavis is much more challenging than the attorney we just dealt with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much better at her.
Yeah, she sticks with it. He goes, fuck you, and hangs up. She's willing to stick around.
And that's on his client.
Yeah.
That's funny. She goes, why can't you answer me? I go, about what? Tell me, are you a killer or wizard?
What?
Don't forget Voodoo is big over there.
You're the Grand Wizard now.
Well, then I'm going there and I'm killing off the whole damn continent.
Please tell me you're going with Wizard. Wizard will rule.
You're a wizard. Is this Harry Potter all of a sudden?
You can't make this up, kids. I wish I could. Are you a killer or a wizard? Do you use black magic?
Sorry, it is Harry Potter.
But not for nothing. Being a wizard is more, because you know the culture. We've discussed the culture.
Yes.
Some guy was turned into a dog and was wagging his tail. You know.
But at the time, I don't think I knew all of this.
I know, but like, you're Voldemort.
So if you're you go for wizard, that's more powerful. Anybody can kill him, but a wizard, I don't want to be a
wizard.
Chicken.
A wizard, yeah. So, I don't want any of that.
Yeah, but then she's going to ask me to turn something into a rock. Hey, I can only do that with my penis. I have the transcontinental cock. Listen to the clip. Joe works very hard.
I work very hard. I haven't cut my lawn.
His penis, by the way, is known as bad juju.
Only when you put it in your mouth. Uh-oh. But anyway, tell me you are a killer or a wizard. Do you use black magic? I go, I have used black magic. Uh-huh. Belinda asked me to stop. She goes, what punishment were you talking about?
Stupid.
She's panicking.
Stupid.
Why are you silent?
She's listening. Because I'm busy putting pins in the little doll. Oh, my God.
I'm screwing with minds left and right
and
tonight.
I want to point something out to maybe some of the folks that have been dealing with some of this in their personal lives that have been following some of these sites that have these leaders of these sites that are erroneous and loose cannons.
I was going to bitch slap a couple of them today. That'll have to wait till next week.
Well, okay. let me tell you something. For those folks, have you ever heard them put the scare of God or the wizard into the people that are trying to scam them? This woman is generally scared.
She seems terrified.
Terrified.
I have that effect.
Joe and I have felt it.
I like you both. I couldn't have said that a couple of months ago, but now I feel it within me.
And see how he treats us and he likes us.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
woman should really be afraid.
Imagine if I use my powers against you guys. White birds left and right.
Look, it's Alfred Hitchcock in here.
Me and Craig Grant have a standoff shooting electric beams out of our fingers at each other.
And he would yell at me. He would call up, you know, the production's like, because I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken.
Use your beak, stupid. You got your wings. Click. And that would be it. Yeah. I've seen your kind play pianos. That's no excuse, even if you are tasty and delicious.
And Johnny's going, he's gotten better. Hey, it's Johnny Rock and Roll Ray. Stab it. Keep him as a chicken.
We're not going to fire him from the hen house.
He's just walking across the keyboards now. It's awesome.
The wife's happy. The band leader's happy. Joe's finally leaving some eggs to go with the produce and canned goods in the bed.
Everybody wins.
Consider it done.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.